host, Laura Foy, and welcome to the Microsoft World Cup Demo Competition Finals. Very exciting. Now, this tournament started with over 400 entries from 41 countries all over the world, and we've narrowed that competition down to only three amazing demo presentations, which we're about to see today. And as you may know, this was the challenge that was presented to them. In 10 minutes or less, present a demo which shows consumers how consumers might use Windows and Windows Vista and Windows Live to enjoy and share digital memories, connect with people they care about, and make the most of their ever-busy days. So as you can see, the task was pretty vague, which left a lot of room for creativity, something the judges will be looking for today. In addition to creativity, the demos are given points for customer relevance, product competency, product integration, and, of course, delivery. Also, extra points can be earned for integrating Live Search and Office Live and Windows Mobile 6, but you don't have to. And as we all know, great demos tell a story and have that wow factor that lets us connect with the story. Now, when all is said and done today and all the dust has settled, one team will rise victorious. From right here, home in the United States of America, everyone give a big round of applause for Priscilla.
Hello, everyone. My name is Priscilla Del Castillo, and I'm a program manager for Windows Live in the US BMO. Today, I'd like to talk to you about how Windows Vista and Windows Live helped me become Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, when I planned a trip to the Grand Canyon with my boyfriend, Phil. So today's itinerary. I'm going to share some ideas with you on how you can better manage planning your adventure before your trip, and then reliving your adventure after your trip using the power of Windows Vista on your PC and the free online services of Windows Live. Now, when Phil and I planned our trip to the Grand Canyon, we had a couple of challenges. First, we wanted to determine what to do and where to go in just 1 week of planning. During that week, Phil was actually traveling, so we had to figure out how to collaborate in organizing all of our trip reservations. After our adventure, we wanted to relive our trip step by step, even though we didn't have all the pictures of our entire journey. And finally, with the Grand Canyon, how can you really capture the majesty of that place with photographs? Well, with Windows Vista and Windows Live, you can take your pictures to the next level. Let's start with planning our adventure. Now, Phil and I decided we would fly into Las Vegas, stop at the Hoover Dam for a day, and then end up at the Grand Canyon for a two-day hike. Now, if you know anything about Phil and I, we love to do outdoor activities. We love adventure travel. We go hiking, skiing, everything. So for our stop at the Hoover Dam, we wanted to do something truly exciting. And thanks to Live Search on Internet Explorer 7, we found the activity that was right for us. So let's start at live.com. Here I'm going to ask live.com to give me a few suggestions of what adventure looks like at the Hoover Dam. Now, I get a lot of results here, but with Internet Explorer 7, I can view all of these results on their own tab. So here, I'll open this first result in its new tab. I have a few results already open here, but the first thing I'll do is I'll go to Quick Tabs View here on the left. This allows me to discard the activities I'm not interested in. So there are a couple of off-roading adventures that I'll get rid of, and a helicopter tour here, which is a little outside of my budget. But I've got three kayaking vendors here, and now with the tabs, I can dig deep into each of these activities and get all of the details. As it turns out, Desert Adventures is my pick for a 17-mile kayaking tour starting at the Hoover Dam. That was quick. I figured out what to do. Now let's figure out where to go. So I'll open maps.live.com, where I have a collection here of my trip to the Grand Canyon. First, I have the Las Vegas International Airport, and then I have the Grand Canyon as my final destination. Now that I know that I'm stopping at Desert Adventures, I need to add that to my itinerary. Here I'm going to search for it within this window. I'll search for it as a business and click on the search for maps. Now this saves me the step of having to copy and paste the address from their website. And there we go. Desert Adventures is my first result, and I'll add that to my collection. Now let's find driving directions for the first leg of my trip, which goes from driving from the Las Vegas International Airport, driving to Desert Adventures. I'll select shortest time and get directions. Now my final step here will be to send it to my mobile phone. So here we go, I'm sending to my mobile phone, and Internet Explorer 7 remembers my cell phone number, so all I have to do is click send. Now, let me just say, this is a hiker's dream. I don't need to carry anything extra. I have all my driving directions right here. And honestly, I am feeling mighty accomplished. I figured out what to do and where to go in a matter of minutes. But as I said, Phil was traveling for that week, so before we can go off on our adventure, we need to collect all of our reservations together. And since Phil was traveling, we decided to use SkyDrive to collect all our reservations in one location. Now, SkyDrive is our online file sharing service, and it's associated with your Windows Live ID. So I can access it here from my Spaces, here on the top right. That'll open my SkyDrive account. And here under Shared Folders, I have my Grand Canyon folder, which I'm sharing with Phil. As you notice, Phil has already put up three documents. It's my turn now to add two. I have to add Mission and then our Desert Adventures documents. But honestly, I don't remember what email address they were sent to. They could have been sent to my corporate account, which resides here in Outlook, or they could have been sent to my Hotmail account, which syncs here with Windows Live Mail on my PC. Well, I could search for these emails and these applications individually, but Windows Vista has a better solution for me, Instant Search. So I'll click here on the bottom left and type in advantage, there we go. I get a lot of results here, so I need to narrow them down. Let's continue typing rent a car, and as I continue adding letters here, you'll notice that the results change. So this is instant search. There we go, Advantage Reservation, and it turns out this email was sent to my corporate account. Well, clicking on Alt Tab and then selecting the window that has SkyDrive open, I'm going to add files. I'll click Alt Tab again, and then I will just drag and drop this folder into SkyDrive. Now I need to search for Desert Adventures. Here's the email, and as you'll see, this was actually sent to my Hotmail account. There's the liability release form they want me to sign. I'll drag and drop that right into SkyDrive, and I'll upload. So this is awesome. I got Windows Vista to find those two emails for me across applications, and Phil and I are set for our trip. We have all of our travel reservations securely online for us to access anywhere. And we had a fantastic time. But there was one unfortunate event. I actually lost our plastic waterproof camera on our kayaking trip, so I have no way to relive that experience. But there is hope, thanks to Virtual Earth. So let's go back to maps.live.com, and I'll show you a collection that I created of our kayaking trip. Now, as you'll see, I created pin push pins of all the stops we took down the Colorado River. Now, here's the coolest part. You can actually tour this in 3D. So what will happen is Virtual Earth will zoom into each of these push pins in real time in 3D in your browser. This is awesome. So you can record this as a video, and I will pause it and show you the finished result. So here's my kayaking trip, and as you'll notice, the video captures all the information that I had on each of these pushpins. So that's where we started our kayaking trip, and then the next pushpin is where Phil fell in the water. Very memorable event. And that's actually where we lost our camera, and so on. So as you see, although I lost that camera, I'm still able to relive this experience in a really rich and shareable way. Try doing this with Google Earth. Okay. I'm sure you're anxious to see some of my pictures of the Grand Canyon of our hike. So let's show you this gorgeous 180-degree view we had of the Grand Canyon. Now, I took several pictures of this view, and unfortunately, that really doesn't do justice to the majesty of that place. So we're going to use Photo Stitch and Photo Gallery to stitch all these together into a panoramic photo. I'm going to select these photographs, right-click, and create a panoramic photo. Here's the end result. Now that is a view fit for a queen. I could get used to this. This is a much better job of really capturing the majesty of that place. But I think there are a few areas of improvement here. Let's take a few pictures of me in front of this vista. Right click and create another panoramic photo. Well, this is what you get. A mirage. Six Priscillas in the Grand Canyon. I think this is much improved, but I will admit that when my parents first saw this, they said, ay, 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 Priscilla, the world couldn't handle that many of you. I'm still debating whether that was a compliment or not, But at least you can see how the value of this, the tool itself, really inspired me to be more creative with my memories. Okay, so I'm hoping that these ideas really inspired you to create a trip of your own. So I have a few souvenirs for you. For planning your adventure, use QuickTabs and Internet Explorer 7 to find the activities that you really like to do. With Windows Vista Instant Search, you can find your email reservations across applications. Then after your adventure, the 3D tour video in Virtual Earth is a great way to share that and relive that experience. And finally, be creative with the photo stitch functionality on Windows Live Photo Gallery. So with that, as the Queen of the Desert, I thank you, my good people, for your time, and I wish you safe travels and your adventures yet to come.
I love it. This gets better every time.
Oh, thanks.
Good job. Chris, what do you feel about Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? How can you not love it?
Honestly, you really look like a true professional up there. It's so smooth and seamless, and you really looked relaxed. And it was very understandable, and the flow was great. So nice job.
So, Melissa?
Well, aside from all of the features that you show in your presentation, I like the itinerary pages in the beginning and the souvenir pages at the end because it gives a lot of details to what's going to be in the presentation. So I felt like I could follow along easily.
Robin?
I absolutely agree with Melissa. I was going to mention the summary page was really nice, but your enthusiasm was contagious. It made it so much fun to listen to, which is very important in a demo.
Totally. Brad?
Not only great storytelling, but it was great demonstrations of the technology. You told them what you're going to tell them, you showed it to them, and then you wrapped it up in the end, which is really nice touch. Also, in terms of weaving all the technology, you showed no seams. And seamless between the mobile experience and live experiences and the PC. Really nicely done.
Brian?
Wonderful job again. I think the flawless execution was kind of the theme that you heard throughout. You just really, really well polished and well rehearsed. And finding those little moments like the panoramic stitch that has six of you in there that just kind of excites excitement, lets people kind of think, wow, there's something different here. Those are the key moments that'll make it memorable for people so they go home, they actually do something with it. So great job.
Absolutely. Outstanding job. So thank you. Thank you very much.